day after the budget, Minister Joe McHugh confirmed that the Minister for Health, Simon Harris, had given the go-ahead for the reopening of the 20-bed short-stay ward in Letterkenny, and indeed that Minister McHugh had spoken to the manager of the hospital, Sean Murphy, and advised him to commence the recruitment process. But my colleague, Piers Doherty, has sought written confirmation from the HSE, clear timescales, and we haven't received that. Now, obviously, that would go a very long way to reducing the impact on the emergency ward, which means then that people can get operations. We know Dr. O'Rourke has raised serious concerns around orthopaedic operations being delayed again and again. So everything has a knock-on effect, and hopefully if we can get the short stay ward reopened as soon as possible, we can start to address these delays.
The really concerning thing is, though, that we know the slow pace at which recruitment works, so that even if the adverts for new staff begin appearing, it could be months before we actually see that knock-on effect really start to take hold.
Oh, indeed. I mean, we've lost a year. The hospital applied last year for the reopening of the ward. We need this resolve confirmed as soon as possible. Of course, it will take probably a period of months at least to recruit the necessary staff. So we need this addressed. The other issue is the issue of community hospitals. We need to reopen beds in community hospitals across the county also. So there's a whole range of investment required here, and we need clarification and confirmation as soon as possible.